As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Boy, howdy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, isn't there? Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Thursday, August the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name remains William Roberts. Always good news. Well, not too much good news today. Hard facts, that's for sure. And workable solutions. Yeah, we might even talk about that. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. What a morning it's been so far. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. We call in at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo., 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. I thank them for doing so. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls, again, are certainly welcome. Please make a note of that number. I don't repeat it all the time. Gold hammered. Yeah, baby. Hammered thin like a thin wire. Options expiration day. CME Group raises its margin requirements. Well, there's lots of reasons. And when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Jobs bites the apple. Well, pretty much. China snubs the carbon market. Joblessness rises. Housing prices escalate. Anyway, that's all in the news basket for this morning. The new world of Henry St. Simon Society's military and civil social sciences, positivism, all that in the second hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. It's going to our market report. Get this grim stuff behind us. Wow. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. is better then than now. Gold was off another $14.10, trading at $1,737.20 an ounce. In 24 hours here, we've dropped about $136 out of the gold market. Silver up 5 cents at $39.74. Had some major bloodletting in the silver pit, too. Platinum off $9 at $1,794. Palladium off $2 at $743. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Again, watch this. I mean, we're going to have $50 swings. We'll have $100 swings. And it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes forward. But this morning, a widespread already, $55. The low is $1,702 even. The high was $1,757. Where's that $1,900 gold we were talking about just a few days ago? But little flock, take heart. At $1,737.20, your gold is still up $494.90 an ounce for a 39.91% return on your investment year to year. The London gold fix this morning, they went back 2 weeks, picked the same number they used 2 weeks ago, $1,716.50. Will it go below 17 this morning? Maybe. There's a lot of pressure in that direction. The SPDR gold shares, big news, you know, big news here. They claim this morning to be holding 1,232.31 metric tons. I'll tell you the rest of the story right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, back again here on our Thursday, August the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Back into our marker report, picking up where we left it off. Once again, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's an hour ago now. Much has changed since then. We were off $14.10 in gold at $1,737.20, and it was an overnight loss of about $136. Yeah, down it goes. Down, down, down. When it goes up fast, it goes down fast, and it sure has so far. Silver this morning up 5 cents at $39.74, was over $40 there for a while. We'll get back again. Platinum off $9 at $1,794, and palladium off $2 at $743, but of course, you just rolled back the calendar 2 weeks. And we had just barely crossed the $1,700 mark. So we had, you know, as they say, a parabolic or a meteoric or whatever you wanted, an incredible rise in gold. $200 it went up. I mean, it went through $1,800 in less than a week, went over $1,900 the next couple of days, you know. So from the 8th to the 22nd, an adding of $200, that's a lot. That's a big move. Anyway, we were completely blindsided by some of the activity that was happening in the market. I certainly didn't hear anything about it until it was after the fact. But, of course, the COMEX came in, the CME group, and they changed the margin requirements again. And we'll talk about that in the morning a little bit more. Let's go on into the market report, close it out. Again, the lows and the highs. We had a pretty wide spread shaping up so far. We'll see where it goes today. A low of 1702, a high for 1757, $55 on the table there. At 1737.20, your gold is still up 494.90. Not at all bad. Everything's looking good there. But they are talking about technical damage being done, chart damage, so we'll figure out more about that again. However, in the previous segment I alluded to, this fact. I mean, you can't get away from this hard fact. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they're claiming to hold 1,232.31 metric tons. Earlier in the week, they were talking about, wow, you know, the SPDR gold shares had trumped everybody in the ETFs market, and they were standing at the top. Well, they're losing a lot. They're dumping a bunch. Overnight, they put away 27.26 metric tons. And then since Monday, we've had a 58.5, by my calculations, by my chart, we've had a 58.45 metric ton sell-off out of the SPDR gold shares. That's a lot. That's about a third of what Muammar Gaddafi has claimed to hold in gold. And it's about 25% of the gold that Hugo Chavez is trying to get back into his possession down there, having built special vaults and everything else for it. Of course, the logistics of that big move in gold is going to be quite the nightmare. But who's freeing up gold for Hugo? Is this being driven by Hugo or CME? Hard to say. But again, SPDR gold shares this morning claim to be holding 1,232.31 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $70.1 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, I was just doing well yesterday, closed up 144 at 11,321. The NASDAQ closed up 22 at 2468. The S&P 500 closed up 15, all green across the board yesterday at 1,178 in the S&P 500. Crude oil this morning up 40 more cents. You know, they're looking at Libya. They're just about ready. Oh, they've already put a bounty out on Gaddafi's head. What a sick world we live in. Anyway, up 40 cents at $85.56. for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index is morning off 8 basis points at 73.97. We can ever get to 61.18. I don't know. Chapman thinks so. We'll see. We'll see. Foreign exchange rates, of course, impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar. This morning, the only real indicators that we've got that are in the green is our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, sans the U.S. dollar. Canadian loonie this morning is up 13 basis points at a dollar and a penny. The Mexican peso up 33 basis points, still just barely hanging on at 8 cents. Pretty soon we'll be rounding up to get to 8 cents, probably. The multiplier this morning is 12.4370 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning off 6 basis points at $1.44. British pound off 15 at $1.63. And the Swiss franc, under continuing pressure from the Swiss central bankers, off 12 basis points, yet exchanges against the U.S. buckaroonie at $1.26. The bond market this morning, the yield on your 2-year treasuries is moving up a little bit. It's at 0.21%. The yield on the 10-year benchmark is at 2.25%. The 30 at 3.59. In the mortgage markets this morning, not a lot of people out there looking for mortgages, but they keep dropping these prices down and down. The 15-year fixed rate, national average mortgage, it goes down from 3.64% a month ago to 3.49%. Folks, I don't know about y'all. Maybe I've just been out of the market for a while, but these are giveaway mortgage prices. The 30-year moves down from 4.51% to 4.31%. Your gold-to-silver ratio is going to take you 43.66 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into Kitco and see what Jim Wyckoff has to say. Jim does a pretty good job most of the time. COMEX, December gold futures prices are trading sharply lower again Thursday morning and have now fallen by more than $200 an ounce from the record high of $1,917.90 scored on Tuesday. $200 since Tuesday to Thursday. That's big stuff. Near term, technical damage has now been inflicted to begin to suggest that gold has put in a near term market top. Okay, underline that one, highlight it, put it on your tote board. None of the prognosticators and none of the people that forecast the future gave us any clue. And as I've said 100 times, if I've said it once, you might be right 98% of the time. But if you're wrong on a buy order and wrong on a sell order, it's a way to make a big fortune, a small fortune in a hurry. I don't care what you know about other things. Anyway, near-term technical damage has now been inflicted to begin to suggest gold has again put in a near-term market top. Gold had been strong selling to begin to suggest gold had, gold had been seen, had seen strong selling pressure on Tuesday and Wednesday. Slow down, Will. And then Wednesday afternoon, the CME group raised futures margins on gold by 27%. Now, this is not just raised it by 27%. This is 27% on top of the rises that have already come in this year. to prompt still more long liquidation in gold. Long liquidation. The marketplace this week has been leaning more towards the risk-on investor mentality. Of course, it's like 24 hours. All of a sudden, things have changed. Well, it's this Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME group, that's in there jiggling. You know, it's a rigged market from stem to stern, folks. The marketplace this week has been leaning again more towards the risk-on investor mentality, which is also an underlying bearish factor for the safe haven precious metals. But realize, there ain't nothing changed, okay? Nothing's changed. Have you heard any big, you know, announcement about major job increases? Have you, you know, all of a sudden seen major output, you know, in production? No, none of that, you know? This is just all the money masters jiggling the handles. Importantly, while some near-term technical damage has occurred on the daily chart for gold, the longer-term technical posture for gold remains bullish. And the longer-term price uptrend on the monthly gold chart remains firmly in place. It would take a move in a nearby gold futures price below the $1,480 level to begin to produce some significant longer-term chart damage. So, all things considered, all we've done is rolled back 2 weeks. Let's just move right along. Go into the economic calendar. Take a look at the jobless claims for today. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index should be out by now. We'll click on that one. And let's go take a look at the Econoday website for jobless claims. Now, yesterday and earlier in the week, we heard all these stories about, you know, house prices going up and all of that. Well, we refute that every single day. I just bring it to you right from Econoday. Well, we'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So to put the following news article in perspective, let's go straight to the jobless claims report off of Econoday and get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Initial jobless claims, the prior week they had 408,000. They had to revise it up to 412,000. Then the consensus for this week was 405,000. Their range was between 400 and 415,000. Came in above their range at 417,000, and here's the highlight. Initial jobless claims rose 5,000 in the August 20th week to an adjusted total of 417,000. Folks, each and every week, it's nearly a half a million people standing in line for their initial jobless claims in this country. All right, and they're trying to tell us that we're in a recovery, you know, and that it's a risk-on appetite and so on and so forth. Balderdash, poppycock. Anyway, but we're skewered higher by a labor strike at a telecom provider, Verizon, that has since ended. The Labor Department says there are at least 8,500 claims related to the strike in the week and at least 12,500 in the prior week. These levels are before adjustment. The adjusted total for the August 13th week is revised by 4,000 higher to 412,000. The four-week average ended a seven-week run of declines, rising 4,000 to 407,500. In other words, unemployment's going up. Continuing claims for the August 13 week fell 80,000 to 3.641 million people. Those are faces. Those are families. Those are towns and cities and counties and states. 3.641 million. That's what they're claiming for the continuing claims. Those are people that are on the handout. All right. Markets are showing little initial reaction to the report, which, outside of the Verizon strike, points to mildly improving conditions in the labor market. So we're just running constantly one strike away from disaster. Well, let's jump over here and take a look and see what John Williams has to say. Go up to shadowstats.com. I'm on the page now. And he says, have you ever wondered why the CPI, GDP, and unemployment and employment numbers run counter to your personal and business experiences? The problem lies in biased and often manipulated government reporting. And here he's got a chart up there in the middle on the top page. And he's showing the SGS alternative unemployment rate. All right. Now, they don't tell us the full story. They show us the U3, all right, which he shows somewhere just shy of 10%. On Econoday, they're showing it about 9.2%. Bloomberg as well. Then there's the U6, and that's running above 15%. And then he's got this SGS, the number I think that he's shooting for, which is about 22.5%. All right? And if you want to look at the inflation rate charts, he's got them here. The money supply numbers are here. And you can just go around and click on a variety of things and get all of the answers that you ever wanted to have to these kind of questions. But there's probably nobody out there that does a better job than John Williams. He's been at it for a long time. His website is www.shadowstats.com. Put it in your face. Put it on your browser. Bookmark it. Go back to it frequently. Here's another one. CME Group raises performance bonds for COMEX Gold Futures. Debbie Carlson does a pretty good job writing. This is brief. Margins needed to trade the COMEX Gold Futures are being increased by the CME Group and will take effect after the close of business on Thursday. Of course, the close of business on Thursday was also when Steve Jobs announced that he was going to bite the apple and step away. All right, so we had a lot of market influence yesterday in addition to this devastation that's going on in the gold, but we can trace that right back to this report. So he says, margins needed to trade COMEX gold futures are being increased. The move by the CME Group, that's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I thought the Shanghai Mercantile Exchange was supposed to be a bailout until you go in and look at the people that are in the board of directors and major shareholders, and you find out that, you know, you're just looking at Rothschild East, I guess would be the way to look at that. The move by the CME Group to raise the margins needed, also known as performance bonds, to trade gold futures on the COMEX division of the New York Merck likely won't come as a surprise given the heavy volume and volatile price swings. Futures traders had talked about the possibility over the past few days. Well, if they've been talking about the possibility over the past few days, how come some of these Intel reporters, some of the forecasters, you know what I'm talking about, didn't say a damn thing about it? Anyway, particularly after the Shanghai Gold Exchange raised margins on Tuesday, so they raised it over there as well. All right, so it's getting more and more costly to get involved in this game. The CME had recently raised margins on gold futures by 22%. The CME Group is the parent company for the COMEX and the NYMEX. All right, and then it goes ahead and it lists it out. So if you're interested, you can find it up on Kitco. Again, it's Debbie Carlson's article, and she lists out by the various different kinds, you know, how these margins have been altered, have been changed, have been shored up. Now, here's another one. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index. The recent and the large declines in the stock market. Now, they wiped out trillions with the stock market. They've turned around less than a week later, you know, and they're doing the same thing in the gold and silver market. I mean, everything is being done to just bankrupt the people. That's right. That's what's happening. The recent and large declines in the stock market have put consumers in a gloomier mood. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index was minus 47 in the week to August the 21st, compared with a minus 48 the previous period that halted a three-week slide. The figure is close to a minus 54 in January, which matched the worst reading in the history of the series dating back to 1985. The Comfort Survey showed improvement in two of the three subcomponents. The Index of Americans' Views of the Economy rose to a minus 84.3. It's kind of like the beagle lifting his leg on the fire hydrant. The gauge of the personal finances climbed to a minus 4.5 after a minus 8.4 in the prior period. A measure of the buying climate dropped to a minus 52.4 from a minus 51.2. So things are not looking very comfortable there. In the Consumer Comfort Index, China making the news again this morning, rather in the interesting reversal. China may withdraw from the UN CO2 program. So China's, you know, flipping the international bird at Al Gore. Matthew Carr, writing this one, new news out of Bloomberg. China, the biggest supplier of carbon emission credits. Wow, emission credits. Oh, well, they're one of the biggest polluters on the planet. Anyway, they may withdraw from the United Nations overseeing clean development mechanism in 2015, boosting the price in the 5 years through 2020, said Barclays PLC. Post-2012 letters of approval from China are being granted specifying volume limits that would suggest a halt in supply around 2015. Maybe a little short on carbon emission credits. While this is conjecture, it could be that the way the National Development and Reform Commission is managing the interaction with the Clean Development Mechanism by effectively withdrawing from the mechanism in 2015, such a withdrawal of certified emission reduction issuance would help support the CER price in the second half of this decade. Well, carbon exchanges, it might help, might not, we'll see. Here's another one. Now, this is the way they style it. Bob Wills, he's a pretty reliable writer. But anyway, Bob Wills styles it this way. You can go to Econoday and get the numbers. Go to ShadowStats, get the numbers. And then you can listen to this. Off of Bloomberg, jobless claims in the U.S. rise to 417,000. Claims for U.S. unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week. Wow, unexpectedly. Didn't see it coming. Slipped right up on us, it did. Pushed up for a second time by a labor dispute at Verizon Communications. You have one strike around the country, and it drives the numbers wild. Jobless claims climbed by 5,000 to 417,000 in the week ended on August the 20th. Labor Department figures showed today in Washington. All right, we got it right off the economy. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg News projected a drop in claims to 405,000. That's that consensus we talked about. The report signaled that, excluding the communications dispute, companies are slowing the pace of firing. Folks, we're out of the woods.
Radio, you found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, this jobless claims report out, this article by Bloomberg, you know, it gives us a little bit of spin on all of this. The report signals that excluding the communications dispute, companies are slowing the pace of firings. Well, you can take that or leave it. The problem over the last 18 months to 2 years hasn't been the layoff side, said Stephen Stanley, chief economist at PurePoint. That would be... PurePoint. That sounds like DuPont. Yeah, Securities LLC in Stamford, Connecticut. The real problem has been we're not getting the normal pace of hiring that comes with a recovery. Well, it's because we don't have a recovery, Stephen. Wake up. For all the talk of impending doom in the economy, there's still not a lot of evidence of that. Well, get out of that castle. Step out of your limousine from time to time. Go buy some gasoline. Go to the grocery store. Wash your clothes. Walk around on the streets. Talk to people in the mall. They'll wake you up there, Mr. Economist. Survey results. Jobless benefits applications were projected to fall from 408,000 initially, reported to the prior week, according to median forecast of 46 economists. You get enough economists in a row, you might even be able to get the right answer. I don't know, the one you're looking for. New York-based Verizon said this week that 45,000 striking workers began returning to work on August the 22nd, while talks continued. So that's that story. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. Home short sales jump in U.S. as banks more realistic on the property market, said Dan Levy, writing this one for Bloomberg. Short sales short sales. I thought they did that in the stock market. Well, they're doing that in the real estate market as well. U.S. homes nearing foreclosure accounted for 12% of the total sales. Everybody's getting in there to buy those homes nearing foreclosure. You got to look at the paperwork, folks. Do you have a mortgage? Do you have a title? Do you have a deed? Do you have a note? What are you buying here? I don't have anything to sell. The proportion of sales of homes in default or scheduled for auction rose from 10% a year earlier and was little changed from the first quarter, the Irving, California-based information company said today in a report. That's Realty Track. The proportion of sales of homes in default or scheduled for an auction rose from 10%. You'd turn away from that like the plague, you know, unless you're a real speculator. An increase in short sales. What's short sales? That's selling a house for less than the mortgage amount. House got a $50,000 mortgage on it, and you're buying it for $35,000. That's a short sale. Doesn't tell you how much the guy put down on the house, how much of his equity from his previous homes or home is being lost in this, but they're selling it below the mortgage price. That's not good. This is a glimmer hope. This is a glimmer of hope that lenders are getting more realistic. In other words, they're willing to make a loan on a house that's coming in for less than the defaulted mortgage. Wow. It's a win for borrowers who avoid foreclosure, buyers who get a house in better condition, and banks that lose less money, which is also a win for taxpayers, especially considering that we keep bailing out the bankers. 245 days pre-foreclosure homes took an average of 245 days to sell after receiving the initial foreclosure notice. You know, we used to go around with a little wire hoop with a paper for sale sign on it. We put those out there for our real estate company. Sometimes we take a stick, you know, a little picket and a couple of cross pieces and staple a paper sign on either side, and we go, oh, for sale, our company name, you know, stick it in the yard. Boy, it'd be gone. This house is selling this week. These guys, they come out now with a post hole digger, a 3-inch iron pipe, a yard arm, a stainless steel sign. They put it out there. They know they're in for the long haul. And take 245 days, 3/4 of a year, 9 months, before they'll ever get an offer on the property, and then it'll be some speculator from Abu Dhabi. The average sale price was $192,129, a discount of 21% relative to non-distressed homes. Discounts average 17%. I wonder if we get any of these discounts from the assessor's office and get this knocked off our property taxes. The average price of all distressed homes sold in the second quarter was $164,217, down less than 1% from the previous period. They're not exactly a fire sale in foreclosed homes here. Such properties sold at an average of 32% discount compared with a 27% discount in the first quarter. Well, that's not good news for all of our realtors out there listening to the broadcast this morning. Talk about changing the rules of the game. Republicans making a drive to tighten state voting rules before the 2012 elections. This by Mark McQuett, writing for Bloomberg. Republicans taking control of most of the U.S. capitals this year in a presidential race looming. States have passed the most election-related laws since 2003 in a push to tighten voting rules. All right, as I talked to you about this before, part of the real solution. We have an established two-party political system in this country. I don't care whether there's green parties or not. You got Republicans and you got Democrats. It's an established two-party political system. What do we mean? Well, it's established in law. We have election laws. And who writes the election laws? Why, the political parties do. Party A and Party B, you know? Sometimes the jackass rides on the pachyderm. Sometimes the pachyderm rides on the jackass, but that's the choice you got, all right? Until we get rid of these established two-party political systems, and I mean abolish it, we're still going to be stuck between Iraq and Libya, I guess. 47 states have enacted 285 election-related laws this year. My God. Do I have some reading to do? And 60% were in states with Republican governors, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. Democrats are pushing back by vetoing photo identification laws in 5 states and trying to repeal other voting laws in Maine and Ohio, where Barry the Usurper's campaign is promoting the effort. All right. It's the battle before the battle, as both parties fight for what they think are the most advantageous and fairest rules, said Doug Chapin, the director of an elections administration program at the University of Minnesota Humphrey School of Public Affairs. You see, academia, if you go in and look, like here in the state of Missouri, go up to MOGOP, M-O-G-O-P, go into the bylaws, look up at the top, and you'll find that academia have representatives as ex officio party members. That's right. The parties work with academia. Academia works with the parties. They all get together with their legal beagles. They write all the laws. It's an established two-party political system. The children are all drilled over and over again to vote for the Republicans or vote for the Democrats to stay inside of this left-right insanity. Left, right, left, right. Quote, we're at a level of activity I don't think I've ever seen, Chapin said in a telephone interview. You've got the combination of a fiercely divided nation. See, this is the real problem. It's this spirit of division fostered and maintained by the established two-party political system. We need to abolish it. It needs to go bye-bye. It's in the way. The hottest legislation has been voter ID. Anything to get that damned real ID program and move it forward. Let's get some biometrics there. But at the same time, we've got these sleazeballs out there, Barry the Usurper, chiefest of all, and they're given the right to vote to illegal aliens. What's up with that? God. Anyway, opportunity and motive, that's crime. When we talk about opportunity and motive, those are two of the principles for crime. Well, this is a crime ring, all right. Republicans, who after the 2010 elections took over legislatures and governor's office, they now control 29. What is the purpose of political parties? We've gone over it so many times. To gain proximity to or complete control of governments. That's why they're there. Avraham Springsteen, his Radical Red Republican Party, you know, and the Marxist Democrat. Well, they're all Marxists anyway. Largely socialist, positivist, as we're learning. Democrats, including former Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner, said the trend is coordinated by effort by Republicans. Quote, it's a huge mistake for any party to try and influence or craft the rules in such a way that it's meant to disadvantage one group or advantage another unfairly. That's the purpose of the election laws. Somebody needs to get Bruner a cup of coffee. Anyway, let's go on from there. It's going to be the same old drill until we get rid of these parties. The sooner we do it, the better we'll live. Australia poised to ban tobacco package logos. Now, how much do you think has been spent ever since Edward Bernays got the girls to like the Virginia Slims? How much has been spent on advertising? I remember when we were studying Dilbu and Howard's, the principles of business law, and we found out all about goodwill, the value of goodwill. You remember how much money that excuse me, Lloyd Blankfein and Mr. Cohen have dumped into trying to repair the image of Goldman Sachs. I don't know how much money it took John Boehner to get his name changed to Boehner so that people would pronounce it Boehner instead of Boehner. I mean, how would you like to grow up swamping out a tavern someplace, Boehner's Bar and Grill? Well, yeah, you'd probably want to change your name, too. How's that Boehner doing, son? Anyway, Australia is poised to become the first nation to require tobacco products to be sold in plain packages. Well, that's kind of like pornography, huh? Anyway, it's a move that could see the other countries follow suit. There's going to be suits following, I can assure you that, and crimp the earnings of companies like British American Tobacco PLC.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So grinding through the news basket and back into this article here about Australia being poised to ban its tobacco package logos. That's right, we got to get the Marlboro Man off the package. You know, get that Camel off there. That's no good. That influences people. Kind of helps to let us know what brand we're smoking, too. But anyway, I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke rolled my own tobacco. Anyway, the law is passed by the lower house yesterday and due in the Senate, we're talking about Australia, in September, will ban logos and color variations on cigarette packages. Packets will have to be olive green and carry health warnings within 6 months from January the 1st, 2012. Can you imagine if they would just go, okay, let's go up to Detroit. Let's go to the car manufacturers. All cars from now on are going to have the same external design. They're going to have to be olive green, and then we're going to have to carry health warnings. They're going to have stickers on the dashboard, stickers on the driver's windows, stickers on the passenger windows, stickers on the back of the front and the back seats, you know. Let everybody know how dangerous it is to get into an automobile and travel. Of course, automobiles kill more people than cigarettes ever dreamed of, but they don't mention that. We're going to have to go into Walmart, and you go into the clothing store, and everything will be olive green with health warnings. Careful, don't put this clothing on. It has lots of, you know, unnatural fibers here. Going to the grocery store, every package in there will be yellow or olive green, and every box will have to have a health warning. Caution, caution, eating this crap can kill you, and does, right? Other countries will follow, said Ann Jackson, chief executive of ASH Australia. ASH Australia, a non-profit lobby group funded by Cancer Council Australia and the Heart Foundation. What a bunch of frauds these are. This is a light shining the way for others to do the same, and many countries are already considering it. Health Minister Nicola rocks on. Nicola rocks on. Announced the move last April, along with a 25% tobacco tax increase. There it is, money, money, and an $85 million advertising campaign to combat smoking. Okay, so they jacked up the tobacco taxes and they turned around and they gave $89 million to the Jews that run the advertising world to run a campaign to combat smoking, which those international bankster gangsters control the tobacco companies as well, and the pharmaceuticals and the medical associations. Wow. Which the government says kills 15,000 Australians each year. 15,000 Australians each year probably drink themselves to death. Companies have since introduced their own advertising campaigns and legal actions against the move. And, oh, well, they should. British American Tobacco PLC this week lost an appeal for the release of Australian government documents the company said would help it fight the law. The company plans to ask the Australian High Court to review the ruling, and I hope they just trash them on this one. Anyway, stupid is as stupid does. I hope it doesn't come to America, but I fear that it might. Libya, talk about stupid. Libya rebels offer a $1.7 million bounty for Gaddafi. That's right. They can't get the whack-a-mole with the stick. So now they're going to bribe everybody $1.5 million to kill the man off. That's right. That's the article. Carolyn Alexander, of course, they've done that with who? Saddam Hussein. Yeah, they found him in a bunker. Oh, my. The guy that was dragging around the dialysis machine there, the other Obama, what was his name? Oh, yeah, Osama. Libya rebels offer $1.7 million bounty. Wonder who put this money up. Barry the usurper, maybe, out of his penny cash. Libyan rebels press towards Muammar Gaddafi's coastal hometown of Sirte as his opponents offered a reward for anyone who hands him over, dead or alive. Wow. Golly. I wonder what would happen if somebody put up a bounty of $1.7 million for Barry the Usurper, dead or alive. What kind of a firestorm in the media would that create? Maybe if somebody put up a $1.7 million bounty for, how about George Herbert Walker Bush, dead or alive? $1.7 million bounty for, let's just say, Al Gore, dead or alive. How about Henry Kissinger? How about any of the people that have already been convicted for war crimes? $1.7 million bounty for Benjamin Netanyahu, dead or alive. What kind of a response would the global community have for that? But apparently, the Libyan rebels here, financed by the Albert Einstein Institute and the CIA, are offering a $1.7 million bounty for, this is taking out a hit, this is a contract on this man's life. A foreign leader, by the way, in his own country, trying to keep the communists out of his system. All right? As the fighters close in on Sirte, the Gaddafi loyalists are shelling towns in the south. Since entering Tripoli 2 days ago, after weeks of stalemate and a six-month effort backed by airstrikes from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, rebel leaders are taking steps to begin a transition period. The only thing left is for Gaddafi to be captured or killed at the hands of the revolutionaries. Wow. Abdel Hafiz Goga, vice chairman of the Rebel National Transitional Council. are they up straight, man? They are. National Transition Council. That's right. He's the vice chairman. Sent a telephone interview late yesterday from the rebel-held city of Benghazi. Quote, the revolution has won. Well, that's what they're saying. A group of Libyan businessmen have offered the reward of $1.6 million for Gaddafi's capture, Goga said, denying that the reward was from the council. Al Arabiya television reported earlier that the rebel council offered the bounty and an amnesty to any Gaddafi follower who kills or captures him. All right, dead or alive. Free walk. I wonder what would happen if we were to put out a bounty of, let's say, you know, just keep it simple, $500 a head for every illegal alien in America. Captured or killed. And that you get amnesty for capturing or killing them. What kind of a firestorm would that create? What kind of a furor would the media have with that? Fighting blocks, medics in Tripoli, areas secured by the opposition, are calm and have water and electricity. Well, that's a rarity. We took care of that problem over in Iraq, didn't we? Afghanistan, too. While fighting is still taking place in other neighborhoods and preventing medics from getting to work, said Robin Wodu of the International Committee of the Red Cross in a telephone interview. Some of the medical establishments have been overwhelmed by casualties coming in, and the ICRC is providing assistance. Well, that's the rest of that, and then it talks about the NATO warplanes. Delta is set to defer order for 100 small jets. So, you know, 1 week they come out and they tell, hey, look at this, man. The durable goods orders are up, you know. Airplanes. Boeing's doing great. Well, Delta said to defer an order for 100 small jets. Unfortunately, this order for 100 small jets, these were offshore, if you will. Mary Jane Creduer and Jose Sergio Ossi, writing for Bloomberg collaboratively, Delta Airlines deferred an order of 100 small narrow-body jets until 2012, delaying talks with plane makers such as Embraer S.A., as it prepares to buy 100 Boeing companies, 737s, Pearson familiar with the matter said. So that's good. They're going to smaller jets, single aisle, you know, kind of backing down a little bit, trying to get a little bit more fuel efficient. That's what they're heading for. But we should see this reflected soon in the gross domestic product numbers and the productivity numbers, etc. Embraer and Bombardier are trying to create a niche for jets smaller than those from Airbus and Boeing. Single-aisle planes from São José dos Campos. Wow. Two guys at camp. Anyway, Brazil-based Embraer or Bombardier would complement Delta's mainline fleet of Boeing and Airbus narrowbodies. After talks with Delta, Embraer expects that Delta's decision whether to buy its planes or equivalents from competitors will only be made next year. So anyway, they can come out and they can say, oh, yeah, well, we've got this contract. They sign a contract or they make an agreement. And so then the numbers in the Econde website are changed. And then everybody rushes out and the stocks go up and all that. And then the next year, they renege on those contracts. You don't ever hear about that. And it just passes unnoticed. Gold, again, extends its biggest slump in 18 months. Nicholas Larkin and Glenn Sims writing this one. Gold extended its biggest slump in 18 months on speculation. Financial markets are stabilizing. No, that's wrong. Nobody speculated that financial markets are stabilizing. Nicholas, you know better. Eroding demand from investors seeking to protect their assets. No, there's no shortage of demand. And after the CME Group raised margins on future contracts, well, now we're getting down closer to the issue. Gold fell as much as 3.1%. to $1,704.25 an ounce by 12:01 p.m. in London, taking its three-day decline to 10%. Let's just jump right over here and take a look at MarketWatch and see what's happening right at the moment. Gold is off $120 at $1,741. So it's different from these numbers, and it's going to be changing rapidly. Gold is a trade. Gold is a position. Gold is volatile. But gold is not safe. Who said those words? Well, that knucklehead. Economist Dennis Gartman, anybody that subscribes to his newsletter, is getting a short shrift. The public is involved in gold. The cab drivers of the world have bought into it. Now they're being taken out at high cost. Well, there's some truth to that.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, as we usually do, going into the market reports, going into the gold and silver, platinum, palladium, precious metals, stocks, all that stuff. Lots of action happening in the marketplace today. Lots of more stories we can go into. A couple more in the news basket, looking at the gold thing again. But back to good Dennis Gartman's comment to her. I just have a personal, you know, dislike of this guy. I don't know why. All the comments that he makes seem to be so weird. But anyway, Dennis Gartman says this. He's supposed to be an economist. Gold is a trade. Well, that it certainly is. Gold is a position. Yes, it certainly is. Gold is volatile. Yes, yes, in this current environment, it is. And then he adds, but gold is not safe. Well, yeah. Tell us how safe those trillions of dollars in stocks are there, Dennis, that have been lost in the last few weeks. Anyway, that's what he wrote today in his Suffolk, Virginia-based Gartman letter. Again, if you're subscribing to that letter, you might want to reconsider. Here's the quote now. The public is involved in gold. That's true, Dennis. That's right. And the cab drivers of the world have bought into it. That's true, Dennis. That's true. Now they're being taken out. Well, that's not quite true, Dennis. That's not quite true. See, all of this downcline, all this decline in gold, that's happened since the 8th. That was last Monday before last. All right, Dennis, you understand this? All right. The cab driver hasn't been paid. He hasn't brought home enough money to go and buy more. And he most likely didn't buy any at $1,900. He probably didn't buy any at $1,850 either. All right. So he's not been taking out anything. As a matter of fact, if the cab driver would have gone out to, oh, I don't know, Coney Island and taken a vacation for 2 weeks, he might not even know this has happened. So we're exactly where we were 2 weeks ago, and who cares? Now, anyway, now he says, now they're being taken out at high cost. Well, I don't know how much. I don't know how much the Federal Reserve, I don't know how much J.P. Morgan Chase, I have no idea how much Goldman Sachs and the CME Group and the others had to pay to manipulate the markets as they had. But certainly by changing the margin requirements on the futures contract, they probably had to spend some money to get that accomplished. I don't know whose high costs we're looking at here, but it sure is the spare tire isn't the cab driver. Okay? Anyway, and true enough, the metal is in its 11th year of a bull market. It is the longest winning streak since at least 1920. Let's go to the next article. Dollar decline proves a boon to U.S. economy is presaged by Martin Feldstein. Isn't he bright? What a brilliant man. Timothy Holman, oh man, get down. Writing this one for Bloomberg, a weak dollar may be one of the bright spots in the U.S. economy. You know what a strong dollar is doing to the Swiss. The Swiss people are over there, $140 for a cheese fondue. That's a lot. They're trying to do everything they can do to drive down the Swiss franc because everybody's piling into the Swiss franc because they don't want to be in the U.S. dollar. Who can blame them? A lower dollar means more exports. Well, you've got to have a ride on to have a ride off. You're going to have something to export. I guess we still make lazy boy chairs here. Anyway, and it also means a shift from consuming imported products to consuming goods and services that we produce in the United States. Hey, Feldman or Feldstein, oh, come on now, make a list. What do we produce in the United States? You tried to buy anything made in America lately? I have, habitually. I don't come home with much either, I can tell you that. Anyway, A lower dollar means more exports. That's true. It also means a shift from consuming imported products. See, this is the problem. Everybody's got hooked on OPM, other people's money. Everybody's got hooked on these cheap Chinese plastic crap. I've been warning you against it for years and years, but you didn't listen. Everybody's hooked to this cheap Chinese plastic crap. And now, when it costs you more for that cheap Chinese plastic crap than it used to cost for things made in America, now, Feldstein and others are saying this is good. It doesn't look good to me. I think we need to put the tariffs back in place. Get out of NAFTA. Get out of the free trade agreements. Stop it all now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again looking at this interesting article off of the Bloomberg website as we close out the news package for today. Dollar decline proves a boon to the U.S. economy as presaged by Martin Feldstein. That's right. Declining dollar makes American-made goods from companies such as Deere and Company. John Deere, that's the big green tractors. You know, there's a long-standing feud between the people that drive the green and the people that drive the red. Deere isn't the only, John Deere isn't the only person that makes, or the only company that makes, you know, farm equipment. International Harvester makes a beautiful tractor, too. I had one, International Harvester 140. Beautiful little tractor, restored it. Delightful thing to drive around on. Did lots of work for me, too. And there's more companies than Deere and Company. And Caterpillar. Of course, they use the Deere and Companies to go in and take out all of the Palestinians' olive groves, and then they come in with the Caterpillar tractors and bulldoze down all of the homes in Gaza, making room in the West Bank and other places for, on the this west side of the Jordan River, for more of these settlements. Settlements, that's right. Wasn't it a Caterpillar tractor that was being driven by that whiskey-swilling Jew that drove over Rachel Corrie in one direction and then drove back up over again? That's Caterpillar for you. Yeah, well, you could expect to find Deere and Company and Caterpillar featured in an article whenever they can on Bloomberg, but I can go along here. It also lays the groundwork to spur domestic demand for U.S.-produced items and import as import prices rise. The dollar has fallen 6.3% this year. Purchasing power of your dollar, 6.3% this year. Well, that's bigger numbers than that. Let's go down a little bit further. Growth in the U.S. has slowed since early of 2010 when gross domestic product expanded at a 3.9 annual percentage pace. GDP rose at least 1.3% rate in the second quarter of this year after 0.4% from January from March. You start adding all these numbers up. Let's keep adding them all up. Here's an interesting line. One of the things about the declining dollar is that it doesn't add to the national debt. This would be Feldstein speaking. The currency slumping also hasn't caused an acceleration in inflation. The cost of living in the U.S. increased 27% during the last 10 years. All right? Your cost of living has increased 27% during the last years. Get your calculators out now and get your pencil ready. Compared with 30% in the previous decade. So let's see. Now we're talking 20 years. We lost 27% in the last 10 years. 30% in the 10 years before that, that would bring us up to what? 57%? And 49% in the 10 years before that. So in the last three decades, in the last 30 years, we have lost what? 106%? The cost of living has gone up 106%. So what you may have been able to buy for 50 cents, like a Mars bar 30 years ago, today cost you $1.06. Yeah, about right. Record lows, borrowing costs and interest rates are also at the record lows. They can't give the money away. Of course, they don't have any money to give, and you can't qualify for a loan unless you're Goldman Sachs. Then they'll just give it to you, zero interest. The Fed pledged on August the 9th to keep its target for overnight loans among banks at near zero. Right? Well, the interest rates aren't so high. If you could get a mortgage this morning, you'd get a 15-year fixed rate for 3.49% plus points in origination fees. For a 30-year, you could get a loan for 4.31% plus points in origination fees and roses for the secretary and all the other things you have to do. But anyway, the Fed cut the rate in December of 2008, which has contributed to all-time lows for mortgage rates. The average 38... Well, we don't need to go into that. We've already explained it. So that's the article. There's more to it. Jobs. Jobs resignation erases $52 billion from S&P 500. What is that? Not just jobs, but Jobs. Job, right out of the Bible? Yeah, the Big Apple, right. Rita Nazareth, fittingly, and Nikolaj Kameltoft. Neither of those are Irish. Steve Jobs' decision to step down as Apple Inc.'s chief executive officer erased as much as $52 billion from the benchmark gauge for U.S. stocks future trading shows. Yesterday was a very bad day, by the way. Not only have we had 58.45 metric tons of outflow from the SPDR gold shares, but yesterday, $52 billion, the man speaks, and the markets plunge. $52 billion from the benchmark gauge for U.S. stocks future trading shows. The September contract on Standard & Poor's 500 index slipped by 0.6% after Jobs released his statement at 6:34 p.m. in New York yesterday. Bloodbath? Yeah. The measure's total market value was $9.34 trillion. At the close of regular trading at 4 p.m., data compiled by Bloomberg, Apple fell 5.1%. They're falling apples, big bite out of the apple. Jobs, who has battled cancer and a liver transplant, presided. I wonder who had to die to give him that liver. Well, maybe some one little Palestinian boy gave up Jobs a liver. Anyway, ripped right out of his living body, probably. Over the same period, the shares grew in value to $348.7 billion from $2.08 billion. Quite an increase there. Apple briefly surpassed ExxonMobil Corporation this month as the world's most valuable company. Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook succeeds Jobs. Fortunes of Apple have been closely identified with Steve Jobs. And it continues, when he's in, the stock outperforms. The stock will languish until Cook can reassure investors that and demonstrate his value. It's not the end for Apple, but it is the end of a chapter. It's also my end of the reporting. Just quickly now, oil-rich Libyans won't need foreign financial backing in a post-Gaddafi era. Well, they didn't need financial backing in a Gaddafi era either. That's been the real problem. Oil and central banking. Oil and central banking. Had to get rid of Gaddafi. He didn't want to get into bed with the international Jew banker. He didn't. Allah Shahini sounds like something you'd have with a falafel sandwich. Anyway, Vivian Salama and Shahini. Sounds tasty. Maybe they have that for lunch. Libyan rebels needed NATO's military might to bring Muammar Gaddafi's rule to the brink of collapse. If it wasn't for NATO, the people of Libya would have been absolutely happy and content to stay on with Muammar, but that didn't work. About $50 billion in cash abroad means they can do without foreign aid to rebuild the country after a six-month conflict. All their money's been locked up. He hasn't had access to his revenue. Airstrikes and logistical support from the NATO forces helped to reverse the tide in Libya, stopping the advance of Gaddafi's troops on the rebel strongholds. Of course, this is like coming into a prize fight in the ninth round. Who threw the first punch? Wouldn't have been any trouble in Libya if the Albert Einstein Institute and others hadn't come in there and agitated up an Arab Spring and advanced the Muslim Brotherhood one more time in Libya. As the rebels hunt for Gaddafi and his remaining followers in the capital, world leaders such as Chancellor Angela Merkel are urging the release of frozen Libyan assets abroad to help in the transition to communism or socialism. But they say here it's democracy, but we know Harry S. Truman, Making the World Safe for Democracy, that since the very earliest decades of this past century, democracy was just code for socialism. So, welcome a new socialist country to the family of United Nations nation states. We'll be right back.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com. .com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So yesterday we left off looking at The New World of Henry St. Simon, the book by Frank Emanuel, Notre Dame Publication, Notre Dame Press, with some readings from page 240 of the book. I have a post-it note at the top of the page, or here on this particular page. Slogans, jingoism, and propaganda. Well, there's a bunch of it in this on this page. But again, all the riches and the liberty that are created within a country are gains for those who surround her. All that is produced about her is gained for her. Citizens, work for the world, and the world works for you. Again, says, the new industrial society, from the very nature of its commercial relations, had to bring about universal interdependence. Universal Declaration of Interdependence. And amity, a common crusade for enlightenment. Your arms are the arts and commerce. Your victories are their progress. Your patriotism is goodwill, not hatred. Oh, citizens, you have more bitter enemies than the Persians. Ignorance and those whom it nourishes. Ignorance, the real enemy on this planet. As it was in 1817 with St. Simon, it exists today. The whole art of government and civil society would become the application on a universal scale of the truths of political economy. We're in the economy section of Bloomberg's website every morning trying to bring this to your understanding. Economics was more than a compilation of precepts for the accumulation of private wealth or the enrichment of individual nations. It was the morality of the temporal order in civil society. It was also a concept strongly advanced by the Illuminati. You can find out more about them on your own. But that's the case. Down a little bit further, the doctrines of work and progress were the driving ethical concepts of the new society. You know, like today, profit's good, loss is bad. The doctrines of work and progress. Work, work, it's hard work, Bush said, hard work. Got to have progress, growth, and change, bury the usurper. Were the driving ethical concepts of the new society. People are absolutely sick for a lack of spiritual understanding. It's all temporal at this time. Far more effective in appeasing man's deep-rooted desire for activity than the military society had been. Of course, the military-industrial complex rages, doesn't it? Production was the one positive end of society. You can go to the report from Iron Mountain, for instance. The desirability of peace. Hey, no peace. There's no money in peace. Peace is a money loser. Respect for property and for property owners had to be superseded by respect for production and for producers. Sustainable development. What is sustainable development anyway? Right? It's sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. Caterpillar, Tractor, John Deere, Jeffrey Immelt, the General Electric, etc. All government interference in industry was injurious. even when it was presumed to be helpful. And we hear that from the Koch brothers and everybody else today. Limited government, right? Get the government out of business. That's what they all want. Even when it was presumed to be helpful, the state should be permitted to do nothing more than protect industry from hostile forces. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We use government's military force to protect industry from hostile forces. Producers of useful objects were the sole legitimate directors of society. Unfortunately, today, all of the useful objects, all this cheap Chinese plastic crap, are flowing over the Pacific in these big cargo containers from China, and we don't even make cheese graters anymore in this country. Since men could not direct armies against one another without mutual harm to the production of all nations, it was imperative that war be outlawed. Well, even though that was prescient in St. Simon's writings, he cut his teeth with a battery of French mortars at the Battle of Yorktown, fighting alongside George Washington, and got the last of the Order of Cincinnatus badges for his trouble. The desire of a part of the people to exercise a monopoly at the expense of others was ill-conceived, because a monopoly could only be maintained by force, and the monopoly itself diminished the productive capacity of the people who enjoyed it. So they invented the Interstate Commerce Commission, ostensibly, to regulate the railroad. And after the people got up on the wire and were cheeping like a bunch of birds in the morning sunshine long enough, then they all left. They were appeased. And then all of the railroad tycoons came in and they peopled these commissions. They do it today. We have the best Congress that money can buy. The whole of the human species have a common goal and a common interest. This is the greatest good of the greatest number. Each man ought to consider himself in his social relations as if he were engaged in a world company of workers. Workers of the world unite. The view of national society, a national society, as one vast workshop of productive activity, had been expressed often enough in the 18th century St. Simon's conception of the whole world as an arena for constantly increasing production, and of man as primarily a working animal, was a further amplification of the theme. Man is primarily a working animal. What do we find when we study political science? That you're just considered nothing more than a natural brute beast, an animal. You can't get to be a human being until you've been politically socialized. Like all of those 81 congressmen that are over there in Israel getting to try out a yarmulke or prayer shawl and putting messages to God into the Wailing Wall. That's what they're doing over there. And then they're going to go down and look at the devastation in Gaza and get their bonus money and come home. He would eradicate the last vestiges of a feudal law which rendered landed property transactions complicated and thus tended to stabilize land ownership rather than to throw it open to the stimulus of competition. Of course, Jorge Bush the Shrub, Bush II, you know, he wanted an ownership society, right? The landowner thing. And so what did they do? That's the way they sold it. And then they packaged up the derivatives and they swindled everybody. And now you couldn't find it, you know, you couldn't find a chain of title in this country with, you know, a shovel and a map. We separated our titles from these notes. The right of property was a cornerstone of civil society. That's right. That's Locke, Second Treatise, John Locke. The right of property was a cornerstone of civil society. It was life, liberty, and property. Of course, Thomas Jefferson and the other Unitarians and positivists of his day came up with this dream here, this pursuit of happiness. You ever try to define happiness? You're not going to get two people to agree on what is happy. Do you feel happy this morning? The land reform laws proposed in law industry were expected to have two immediate consequences. One, to destroy the political power of the feudal landowning class, that it did. And two, to increase agricultural production. And of course, Thomas Jefferson wanted an agricultural society, just like Henry St. Simon, true positivist here. To industrialize French agriculture was his ultimate goal. Industrialize agriculture, and so we sell John Deere tractors and Caterpillar. And Caterpillar tractors were used on the farm initially. It was a great way to be able to pull big plows and other equipment with a tracked vehicle across farmland. To industrialize French agriculture was his ultimate goal. If vast credits, 30 milliards, were made available to the new industrial farmers by land banks, the total wealth of France would be doubled. This was good state policy in contrast with the wasteful government action of the Bourbons, planning to expend a milliard on emigre nobles who would consume their indemnity fast enough without producing anything. So we've got a mixed bag, don't we, in Washington, D.C.? So many of these politicians, congressors, and presidents, they go to Washington as ordinary men. They come back as multimillionaires. Wow, never had a job, and they make a rich.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this discussion of positivism from Henry St. Simon in the book written by Emmanuel, Frank E. Manuel, the New World of Henry St. Simon. Right? You know, everybody talks about communism, everybody talks about socialism. You know, I maintain and have maintained for a decade now that what we're dealing with is positivism. It's all these isms, right? But if you read this and understand what positivism is, you're going to see that behind it all is positivism. This is what's running the world. The planet Earth is being ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictators, whether that be Ban Ki-moon or Harry Potter, whoever. It doesn't matter. and appoint a dictator. And the appoint a dictator, of course, you don't go back and read, you know, Aldous Huxley's writings, Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited. And you're going to find out that the appointed dictators are supported in everything they do by a cadre of super social scientists. Sociologists, also a positivist word. Altruism, to live for others. That's the redistribution of wealth between people and among people, between nations and among nations. Redistribution of wealth. Nice, isn't it? How's that working out for you, America? Dropping down a little bit further here, the doctrines of work and progress were the driving ethical concepts of the new society, far more effective in appeasing man's deep-rooted desire for activity than the military society had been. Production was the one positive end of society, and the maxim, respect for property and for property owners, had to be superseded by respect for production and for producers. Hope you got that. All government and industry was injurious. You bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Even when it presumed to be helpful, the state should be permitted to do nothing more than protect industry from hostile forces. That's happening. Producers of useful objects were the sole legitimate directors of society. Caterpillar tractors, John Deere, Jeffrey Immelt, General Electric, General Dynamics, the Abrams tank, Chrysler, Boeing, Hewlett-Packard. Since men could not direct armies against one another without mutual harm to the production of all nations, it was imperative that war be outlawed. Go back and look at the Medicis. Study that up real carefully. In the beginning, they were benevolent people. They were studying art and advancing art and learning. After a couple of generations, they devolved into something far less than that. And it was a scorched earth policy. Time and time again, so much energy and effort put into arms and armament and fortresses under Cosimo I and others. Since men could not direct armies against one another without mutual harm. Look what we're doing to Libya. What have we done to Iraq? What we're doing to Afghanistan. We can't do this any longer. It's old school. It's stupidness and it needs to stop. The desire of a part of the people to exercise a monopoly at the expense of others was ill-conceived, because a monopoly could only be maintained by force. Let's jump ahead. The whole of human species having a common goal and common interest, each man ought to consider himself in his social relations as if he were engaged in a world company of workers again. Production was the heart of modern civil society, as distinguished from the destructive military society of the ancients. Continuing on, St. Simon would eradicate the last vestiges of feudal law, that's equity in part, which still rendered landed property transactions complicated and thus tended to stabilize land ownership rather than to throw it open to the stimulus of competition. The right of property was a cornerstone of civil society. You have to comb through this stuff very carefully. But the specific practices governing this right were by no means immutable. And it continues, almost in the same breath, he insisted upon subordinating property to the principle of production and general utility through the action of the laws. You know, go up and look at that Kelo versus New London case. Subjecting property to production. Why, those people that lived in those subdivisions, those residential homes, well maintained, nice and tidy and everything in New London, Connecticut, why, they couldn't be allowed to stay in their homes. No, Pfizer wanted to build a business park there. And the court said, it's fine. Hey, we can get more tax money. It can be more productive if Pfizer owns this land than these other people. So through the force of eminent domain, we're going to pitch these landowners out and we'll put in a new owner. Hey, like that, welcome to your neighborhood. The land reform laws proposed in the industry were expected to have two immediate consequences. One, again, to destroy the political power of feudal landowning class, and two, to increase agricultural production. Well, those feudal landholding classes like the Medici and others, those in Venice, the Sforzas and others, they gained that land over the centuries by conquest. And, you know, what they did in the French Revolution at that time, they just went in and they did an etch-a-sketch on all of that. To industrialize French agriculture was his ultimate goal. And it continues, St. Simon ran down the list of the generally accepted arguments against any form of state intervention in the free play of international economic relations. Now listen, high tariffs, bounties, trade restrictions, monopolies, or colonial regulations which impede free competition. Sounds like we've just gone over to, the Austrian School of Economics. The whole world was a mammoth industrial society in which capital investment and productive industry would each receive its due proportion of the total if the two natural organs for the creation of riches were allowed to develop freely, unmolested by extraneous sources. Only war could constrain the rest of the world to yield to a national society more than its national share of the world's goods. And war was a waste of capital and industry. Commerce develops by itself and by an internal force like the bodies of nature, the laws of nature and nature's God. Commerce. Baby, let's settle these colonies. We've got a new continent here. I just got some of these pesky red guys hanging around the corner. We'll wipe them out. Just fire up fire up the cavalry. Anyway, it's just all our the wounded knee over and over again. Competition was the lifeblood of industry and commerce. Right? Sustainable development. Agenda 21. The enrichment of one man redounded to the benefit of all. To administer colonies cost more than... Now, this is important. To administer colonies cost more to the mother country than the net revenue obtained. Hence, only that colonization which increased demand for goods in backward areas profited world industry and world production. That's what Libya is all about today. But beyond that, this is important. 1776, Adam Smith wrote his Wealth of Nations. At the time, Adam Smith, talking to the Crown and Parliament assembled, admonished the Crown, set your colonies free! Set your colonies free! So we create this false flag operation called the War for Independence. Set your colonies free. Why? Well, because they understood this. To administer colonies costs more to the mother country than the net revenue obtained. Hence, only that colonization, which increased demand for goods in the backward areas, profited world industry and world production. And so we create the African Union. We're in the southern hemisphere developing everything. Only colonization by the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. Only that colonization which increased demand for goods in backward areas profited the world industry. It doesn't do them any good, you know, for us to live any better than we did in 1952, the Warden June Cleaver Society. No, that doesn't do us any good. What we're going to need to do is grab a corner of the Etch-a-Sketch board and rewild America. Then we can come back and play this game again in 150 years. Just like they're doing in the Ukraine after Joseph Stalin wiped out the people there. Just like they're doing in parts of China. After Mao Zedong wiped out millions and millions of his people in Pol Pot in Cambodia, same program. We need to have backward areas, so let's really make it backwardization, right? Liberty to St. Simon meant economic liberty, not constitutional liberty. Liberty, the liberty to use his hands, his industry, his goods, make everybody as free as you wish to be. This is the whole of morality. Sounds a lot like John Locke, doesn't it? The concepts of liberty and of work had changed fundamentally since the ancients. To Aristotle, Plutarch, and Cicero, work was associated with slavery, and liberty was synonymous with leisure. For St. Simon, the converse had become true. If a man were deprived of his industry and his arts, the normal pursuits in a commercial nation, he had only one channel of action open to him. He was driven to seek glory, to become a soldier, a slave to military regimen. Only those who worked could be free in the modern world, and least of all, or least of all, the grand warriors. Military-industrial complex doesn't bring us freedom. It's not there to preserve our freedom. It's there to take freedom away. It takes freedom away from all those young men and women that falsely believe that they're doing something great for America when they sign up for a tour of duty. Sad to say it. The change of civilization had altered the very nature of the military occupation so that a profession of arms, once the identity mark of a free man, had become the stigma of the slave. Yeah, the right to keep and bear arms. The stigma of a slave.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise,
so even as the Bible teaches a man that doesn't work ought not eat, St. Simon taking that up a little bit, and we'll find out more about that in his New Christianity in the weeks to come. But the Greco-Roman contempt for manual labor, yeah, or the direction of labor, and the medieval suspicion of profits resulting from commerce and industry were both wiped out. Work was the cardinal virtue of modern civil society. We have the husband work, the wife works. Children work, too. Everybody works, right? Work, work, work. It's hard work. If the military nobles had a sense of humanity and historic destiny, they'd quit the stage, allowing the new industrials full freedom of action instead of lingering on, impeding the industrial class from assuming the direction of society. Right? A little bit more here. Start the physiology of the social classes. Just starting out, new chapter 21 here. Agenda 21, the new chapter 21. The most important single postulate implicit in the doctrine is that class, wake up, is that class defines the nature of a man, his social action, his whole destiny. Communitarianism. Of all that could be said of a man, the definition of his class personality was the most revelatory description. Again, we're in a period of great transition. We're coming out of the old fuel age. We really only have gotten mercantilism up and off the ground. We've got the industrials just taking the field. The professions, they used to be guilds and all that. That was changing. The Schumachers could no longer be a name. Anybody could learn how to make shoes. Class membership meant acting out a social role in terms of an occupation or profession. All right? Looks like it's a race of lawyers, as Al Anthony likes to say. The race of lawyers. Class membership meant acting out a social role in terms of an occupation or professor. Are you an academia? Are you a doctor? Are you in the medical profession? What kind of a class do you have? I'd say low class there. In the good society of the future. Kind of sounds like Lyndon Baines Johnson, doesn't it? In the good society of the future, unlike this chaotic transitional epoch. Would you like to be on the air? I didn't think so. Anyway, in the good society of the future, unlike this chaotic transitional epoch, each class would be determined overwhelmingly by innate capacity or attitude. You read in Agenda 21 all about capacity building in every chapter, which in the language of the day he considered physiological in origin. Physiological in origin. Now let's jump over here. To Agenda 21, we've been talking about labor, labor, labor. Work was the cardinal virtue of a modern society. Here, Agenda 21, in my favorite chapter, chapter number 7, 7.69, one of the most potent of all in Agenda 21, it says this: establish and strengthen the indigenous building materials industry, based as much as possible on inputs of locally available natural resources. And, of course, you've all heard about the straw bale houses and things that people build where hay is in abundance. Formulate programs to enhance the utilization of local materials by the construction sector by expanding technical support and incentive schemes for increasing the capabilities and economic viability of small-scale and informal operatives which make use of these materials in traditional construction techniques, you know, like mud huts and things like that. Adopt standards and other regulatory measures. Here comes the teeth. Which promote the increased use of energy-efficient designs and technologies and sustainable utilization of natural resources in an economically and environmentally safe and appropriate way. Wow. Sounds like Barry the Usurper's mantra there. Al Gore, Bill Clinton. Formulate appropriate land use policies. Isn't that happening in a town near you? And introduce planning regulations specially aimed at the protection of eco-sensitive zones against physical disruption by construction and construction-related activities. Now, here's the favorite, 7.69E. Promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies which generate employment in the construction sector for the underemployed labor force found in most large cities. You see, we're going to go back to pyramid building. We're going to, like Joseph Stalin, use manual labor with wheelbarrows and shovels, and we're going to dig canals from the Baltic to the Arctic, while at the same time promoting the development of skills in the construction sector. And so our southern border was thrown wide open, and all of the Mexicans flooded across and became carpenters and roofers and drywallers, you know, and painters. Develop policies and practices to reach the informal sector. Those are the ones that drop out before the eighth grade. And self-help housing builders. That would be what? Habitat for Humanity? Jimmy Carter? Jimmy and the Trilaterals? By adopting measures to increase the affordability of building materials. I'm going to go down and talk to Home Depot about that one. On the part of the urban and rural poor. The urban and rural poor, as the Caterpillar tractors are experiencing a rapid increase as they're deployed in places like Detroit for rewilding purposes, through, inter alia, credit schemes and bulk procurement of building materials for sale to small-scale builders and communities. Anyway, it goes on and gets more interesting as it is developed. The ruling class then sets its imprint upon the whole of society. Jump forward a bit. individual men passed their lives defending the interests of the classes to which they belonged by accident of birth, wealth, or capacity. You know, if you were born poor, then or now, you're poor. You might raise yourself up by your bootstraps, but unless you really become an arch criminal, unless you can convince somebody to take you into one of their counting houses in New York, unless you can convince somebody to sign you up as an intern for the Congressors, if you're born poor, son, you're going to be poor. That's the way it goes. And then on the corollary, if you're born wealthy, you're wealthy. And like Timmy Geithner and so many others, you don't even have to work. Of course, Boner had to wash out to Johnny's at his dad's bar, but he overcame that difficulty by learning to be crafty and have lots of guile. I don't know what else he learned in that bar, wiping out the Johnny Bulls, but he learned something. The class sought its own aggrandizement and expansion, for that was in the nature of things. And that's what they do. You know, man goes out, he learns a skill, a trade, one of these specialties. Like niche builders, he climbs up into the great sandstone wall of life, carves himself out a niche, hangs up his shingle, walls himself in with specialized language. He calls himself a cardiovascular specialist or a pediatrician or something, an orthopedic surgeon or a dentist. And then he just pilfers the people that walk by if they want any of his services. This class sought its own aggrandizement and expansion, for that was in the nature of things. The class fought, was victorious, was defeated, rebelled, was duped, deceived others, plotted, organized, taught, and produced. Not all classes employed the same weapons. Since classes has different natures and came into being at different periods of civilization, their combat techniques varied accordingly. It's a spirit of division, all these various classes. And you've got the agriculturalists against the herders, for instance, in the old days. Then when the herders, when the shepherds, when the sheep herds and the goat herds figured out how to fork a horse, not talking dirty there, bucking hay, forking horses, they also learned how to make long swords. And once the horsemen learned how to swing a long sword, had a long Orion sword there, once they really learned how to swing their sword, baby, they started to prey on all the agriculturalists in Babylon and Sumer and Egypt. All of that started to change. It continues today. In its very fabric, history was the conflict of classes, and the historical process could be explained solely in these terms. Other factors were subsidiary phenomena. History is the conflict of classes, one of the great dividers. The whole history of class wars was a process leading towards an ultimate goal, a golden age. The triumph of the Industrial Scientific Society, a timeless world of terrestrial happiness, brotherly love, and no ever more production of the goods, which would give pleasures to all the members of society. Go back and look at the Medici. Wool merchants, money changers, but they were basically raising themselves up at their time. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it?
Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.